Can I ask, Rosalind, what year were you born?
I was born 1926. So, you know, 2 months' time I'll be 92.
What did you used to get up to after school to keep yourself entertained?
Well, to start with, on the way home from school, if it was sort of like winter time, mushroom time, we'd get as many mushrooms as what we could and lay them all down in a big long row, and then we'd skate on them. It was hilarious, it was lovely, it was fun. Oh, we had big long skating things about 3 metres long. It was really fun. We started, you know, this end, and we skated through the mushrooms and landed at the other end. apart from that, sometimes on the way home from school, we'd detour a little bit and come to a hill. We knew that there was a big sheet of old iron there, so some of us would drag that iron up near the top, and a couple of us would sit on it, bent the front up, of course, and then we'd slide down the hill on this iron, sheet of iron. Getting home, we didn't actually, once we arrived home, we didn't do really much. We probably went almost into the garden. We loved our gardens. Vegetable time, grew nearly all the vegetables that we needed. It was quite fun otherwise.
Who did the cooking in your family?
Mum, she always did the cooking, and we had lovely meals, good old-fashioned German-style meals. We loved our stuffed roast chickens or geese or rabbits that Dad caught sometimes, brought home for us to eat. They were beautiful tasting food.
Are there any world events that affected your childhood?
Yes, I can remember. I think I was probably only about 4 years old. I ate a lot of almonds and I choked that day, and I had to get the doctor to help me get over it. I remember it as clearly as anything. It was quite horrible. Things were absolutely quite different to what they are now.
Where did you grow up?
Cainton.
Cainton.
Yeah, I went to the Cainton School.
Do you have many memories of vintage festivals?
Yes, we more or less saw the... I don't know when they actually began, but quite early we used to come and see the crowning of the Queen. Big days for us were the band contests. It used to be held at Tanunda. They were always fun.
Do you have any stories or information relating to either World War One or World War Two?
Yeah, when I went to school, every day we used to pass by a house, and there lived a man in there, a family, and he had been in World War One, and he lost a leg. Completely, the whole leg, and he used to get around with a wooden leg, just a straight wooden prop, and he had two crutches to help him. He was a tall man. He was Mr. Doddridge. World War Two. I am a war widow from World War Two. My hubby was in Darwin when the Japs came over. He was up in Darwin for 20 months of the war years. And he was a gunner. But he never actually told me how many planes he shot down. But I've got a record of what went on the whole war time up there, and it was horrible to think of what actually went on between the Japs and our Australian soldiers.
If you had one piece of advice to offer these young ladies, what would it be?
There's so much I could say. Just be honest people. Just grow up honest people. Believe in what you plan to do and stick to it, and you'll find happiness. Things don't look bright around the moment, around the world at the moment, but it's got to change. Things are going to get better and they're going to look good. And I hope you'll all finish up being very, very happy.
Thank you. That was really lovely.